Garage.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush.
3, 2, 1.
Contact established.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Two out of bounds, a very serious program before games. We get very serious on Fridays here on the final show of September. Are you prepared for October? You got your parkas?
Well, I'm really excited because October 1 marks 1 month till Christmas tree. So,
oh, for crying out loud, 1 month till a Christmas. Oh,
yeah, you know, I put up my tree on November 1. October 1st is really, you know, you can feel the holiday season coming. You can feel it approaching.
That makes me gag.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you gag.
Legitimately mark October as 1 month from a Christmas tree. You know, there's no logical way that your Christmas tree is not dead by Christmas if you get
it
that early.
Well, it's not real.
Well, then that's your first mistake right there. You're putting up fake trees 2 months before holidays. You're like skipping all the holiday, all the pre-holidays. Thanksgiving, wonderful holiday. Nope. Kelly's too busy with her fake tree. Can't worry about Turkey Day. Can't worry about Thanksgiving. Giving thanks.
There's
Sorry.
Nothing wrong with having
we skipped it.
A Christmas tree up in the background of your Thanksgiving meal. Nothing wrong with that.
What are you talking about? Of course there's something wrong with that. You're like blending. I mean, we cannot blend holidays in America. We cannot.
Look, apparently we can do anything we want now in America.
We really can. Do just about anything we want. Holy smokes.
We'll dive into this later because people, we've seen last year, people feel very passionately about this. And so I stand by my beliefs, you know?
You know what happens in fall that mm-hmm. doesn't happen in spring and summer? No one looks at you and is like, isn't that beard hot? Like, isn't that hot for you to have your beard? I don't know why they have that accent. I'm not sure. I just brought that out randomly. But it's true. Like, you can kind of let your beard go. But that doesn't mean that the shave is any less important. In fact, it becomes even more important because people start to expect you to dress nicely to things. Like, when you're out shopping for Christmas stuff, you better dress nicely.
Shopping November 1st.
Anytime you're wearing long sleeves and pants, you better dress nicely and you better look neat. Shorts and a t-shirt, no longer acceptable in autumn. Mm-hmm. That's where Harry's comes in with the best shave on the market. Just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. They include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave in their starter set. A weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineer blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, the travel blade cover. They're so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for absolutely nothing. Free. Totally free. Just cover the shipping costs. It's like $3. That's all you got to do when you sign up today. Plus, as a special offer, fans of the show, go to Harry's.com right now. Enter the code OOB at checkout. It's Harry's.com. Enter the code OOB at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free. They're just giving away everything. Like Oprah gives cars away. Harry's just giving stuff out. You get a starter set. You get a starter set. You get a post-shave balm. You get a post-shave balm. Get all that free stuff at Harry's.com. Use that code OOB. Get your final thoughts in on the Hater Hotline, 986-6049, 986-6049. 205 will be playing that for you.
We also have, go to our Twitter at 1055 The Roar. We have a poll up right now, and we're going to get to this discussion, hopefully this segment. Which Tiger is most likely to rush for 100 yards tomorrow against Virginia Tech? And you have three options, Kelly Bryant, Tavian Feaster, Travis Etienne, or there's an other option, which could be Choice or Fuller or, I don't know, whoever else. And so you can get in and vote on that. And that leads me to a question I have for you, Quack.
Okay.
We did this on Friday with BC. We're going to bring back a few of these, my what is more likely questions for tomorrow's game against Virginia Tech.
I love this edition of the program.
Good. I'm glad.
I mean, so much.
So the first one, what is more likely to or who is more likely to rush for 100 yards? It's our poll question. Kelly Bryant, Tavian Feaster, or Travis Etienne. Or other, if you have another one.
I'm sticking with KB. I'm sticking with him. And here's why. Because I'm a ride or die person, Kelly. I'm loyal. Kelly Bryant won me this question a week ago when I said, you know, you don't know who's going to be getting how many carries. You still don't know how many carries ETN's going to get. You don't know about Feaster and the workload. And I also think that they're going to, you know, Virginia Tech's going to do what Boston College did a little bit. They're going to do it in a different way, but they're going to make Kelly Bryant win a game with his arm. So Clemson's going to feed those running backs early, and then Kelly Bryant's going to run it late because then you're going to balance everything out. That's what I think is going to happen. That they're going to end up, you're going to end up on the opposite end of the spectrum after softening them up a little bit. That's my hunch. That's my guess.
Right.
Maybe I'm just trying to work an illogical framework into my thought process, but that's what I'm going. I'm going with Kelly Bryant once again getting 100 yards.
Does it change your answer at all if I remind you that all-purpose yards do count?
All-purpose yards?
So kick returns.
Kick returns count?
For Feaster or ETN.
Wait, why do they count in the question?
I mean, rushing yards. They're on the ground. Are they
that
not?
That is not the same. That's all-purpose yard. I would say that's all-purpose yards.
So if I add that in, though, if the question changes to all-purpose yards, does that inherently change your answer then? I'm not sure if it should. I mean,
stand by.
Clemson hasn't exactly been. I think where Clemson can be explosive in the special teams game is going to be punt return. I don't really see. I mean, obviously it would be great for the Tigers if this happened, but I don't really see Feaster breaking one for 50 yards on a kick return. That hasn't happened for Clemson in a while.
Let me check this real quick. Kelly, I don't know. I'm looking right now at some stats for...
Threw a wrench in there for you.
You did a little bit. I want to see if the kickoffs are going to be returnable for Clemson. And off the top of my head, I do not know the Virginia Tech kickoff situation. I don't know whether they boom it through the back of the end zone or what. But if... Let's see if I can find this real quick. No, I don't have one.
Well, also
maybe their kickoff situation's terrible. They're not. I mean, they don't have a guy that's in the top 100 right now in average.
Think about this, Quad. We kind of both agree that this game will be lower scoring, so you might not have that many kickoffs in general, right?
Right.
You're going to have more punts, and so I'm not sure if it's really going to affect it. But if you want to take it down a notch, we can just go pure rushing yards.
Okay.
Then you'll say Kelly Bryant.
Yeah. Then I'm gonna say Kelly Bryant, just like before.
It is really, really difficult for me to not pick ETN. And I know we're going with this, our new word we learned last week, recency bias, right?
Yep.
We saw what ETN did against BC. That's on our mind. That's in our brain. It's in our thoughts. And we're thinking, okay, it's going to be Travis ETN. If you give this kid more than 10 carries, I think he's going to get it. I think it's pretty much inevitable. Listen, can I just real quick give you his stats for the three games he's played in? Didn't play against Auburn.
This is really impressive.
It's unbelievable. Kent State for Travis Etienne, 8 carries, 81 yards, touchdown. Louisville, 6 carries, 98 yards, touchdown. Obviously, one of those was a really long run. Against Boston College, 9 carries, 113 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He's going to get more than 10 carries, right, against Virginia Tech? He's going to.
You would think. You would think he would get more than 10 carries, or if he's, you know, catching 2 or 3 swing passes. I think he gets the ball at least 12 times from scrimmage. I think there's at least a dozen.
And for me, which of those three players has the ability to break off a 50, 60, 70 yarder?
It'd be ETN.
And that pretty much puts you at 100 if you get 3 or 4 or 5 more carries.
Right.
I think I have to go ETN. I don't want to because I don't want to just succumb to what I saw recently. But I think he's going to be huge for Clemson tomorrow.
It is what it is. He's the most explosive back. So I get that.
No one's saying Feaster, though.
No one's saying Feaster?
I mean, you and I.
Well,
let me give you the results of the poll.
I wouldn't
so far.
Say Feaster because he's more of a guy that's going to get 12 carries for 70 yards
right.
or 60 yards. He's not going to have 12 for $1.20.
Let us know. Go vote in the poll. Right now, 50% say ETN, 26% Kelly Bryant, 24% Tavian Feaster. Feaster and Bryant both kind of in the same realm. 0% for other.
people are going with ETN because I do think it's a sexy choice. I just don't, again, I want to see them give him the ball that many times.
That's part of it is how many times will he get the ball? You know who I forgot to put in the poll?
Who?
Taylor Hearn.
Hearn is the leader in yards per carry.
Right.
12 yards a carry.
I mean, give that guy the ball and you know he's going to do something with it.
Well, he is going to do something with it. I don't know if that thing is going to be good or bad or indifferent, but
so if
he's
you think
do
it's Taylor Hearn, you can vote other, okay? We'll consider that a vote for Taylor Hearn.
I've got some numbers on the Virginia. I'm still looking for this kickoff thing. I can't leave it. I can't leave the kick return. Kick return defense, Virginia Tech is not. I mean, they're pretty average in terms of kick return defense. Just for your stat about the all-purpose yards, I'm trying to find like how good their kicker is at kickoffs, and I just can't find it off the top of my head. Like I'll have to go digging.
We know they have a very good field goal kicker.
They do have a very good field goal kicker. I'll just have to go find it later. The rushing defense for Virginia Tech, they're about league average. But if you look at three of their four games, what they've done, Delaware, irrelevant. FCS, don't care. Oh, by the way, now I found it. Joey Sly, 30 kickoffs, 29 touchbacks.
Wow.
No chance. No chance.
Wow.
There it is.
That's incredible. Yeah, so if you're going to get any all-purpose yards, it's going to have to be punt return, and that's going to be Ray Ray or Hunter anyway.
Yeah, every kickoff is a touchback. So
there you go.
You're welcome, America. Finally found it.
I hate to keep going off topic, but that could be interesting.
That was
going to
bother me till I found it.
If you know that guy's going to kick touchbacks, what is Spence going to do? We'll see.
My gosh.
Get back to your rushing stat.
All right, the rushing stat. Virginia Tech, basically league average. As far as yards per carry, yards per game, they've not given up a rushing touchdown, which I'll get you this aside in a second. They're the only team in America in the FCS that has yet to give up a rushing touchdown. Who's the only team in America in the FBS to not score a rushing touchdown? Also an ACC team.
To not score a rushing touchdown?
Zero rushing touchdowns this season. Not a one. The only team in America in the FBS.
UNC.
It's not UNC.
Is it Virginia Tech?
It's not Virginia Tech.
Okay. To not score a rushing touchdown. Florida State.
Florida State. No rushing touchdowns.
Mainly because they played two games.
ACC has the only team to not give one up and the only team not to rush for one. How about that?
Hmm.
Two of Virginia Tech's three opponents in the FBS. Here's where they rank nationally in terms of rushing offense. Now, this is after a month. So these are teams with, even if your game is an outlier, they've got an opportunity to kind of set the tone. This is who we are. East Carolina's won 116th in the country in rushing offense, averaging just a hair over 3 yards a carry and 105.5 yards a game.
Woof.
Just slightly better than East Carolina, Old Dominion, averaging just a hair under 3.4 yards a carry and 115.3 yards per game. So you're talking about two of the 23 worst rushing offenses in the country and Delaware. So you're essentially league average against those.
And okay? West Virginia, who, I mean, is much more known for, I would say, an aerial attack.
Well, you would think, however, West Virginia is ranked 23rd, averaging almost 5.8 yards a carry, has 12 touchdowns and 231 rushing yards a game, which is still
okay.
41 yards worse than Clemson, who is ranked 13th. Any idea what West Virginia did on the ground against Virginia Tech? How about 35 carries for 221, 6.3 yards per carry? There's your comparison right there. Yes, and by the way, West Virginia has gotten over 200 yards on the ground in each of its first four games, which is kind of remarkable. They ran for 288 on Kansas. So Virginia Tech is a team that when they face an offense that is committed to running it and can run it, you can run. Statistically, you can run. And some of their numbers, again, they are facing the worst of the worst in terms of, like, I mean, East Carolina, yeah, they won at UConn, but they are, like, hideous bad program, you know, like one of the worst in America. Delaware from the FCS ranks. And Old Dominion, who is still kind of finding its way in the FBS and really doesn't have a running identity, as we see from the stat sheet. That's three of their four opponents. And they're still only league average, Kelly. That's a great thing for Clemson as long as it sticks to its identity on offense.
Right. No, I agree. And we know that right now Clemson, I would say, and I've said this, is a run-first offense. And from what we can look at through Virginia Tech's first four games, Clemson will be able to run it. It's just a matter of, I think, who who racks up the majority of the yards and how, if it's more quarterback or running back based. But I think Clemson's going to do that. And if Clemson reaches 200 yards on the ground, they will win. Do you know how I know that?
Because Clemson always wins.
Clemson
when
always
for 200.
Wins. Dabo's 41-1 when the Tigers run for 200 plus. If they run for 200 plus, they will be a dub.
This is very much a chicken or the egg stat, though.
That's true.
You know,
because I mean, obviously, if you rush for 200, you're going to win.
Right.
I would think.
And what do you do if you're ahead in a game?
You run
more. So you accumulate rushing yards just by the nature of the game. And if you're behind, what do?
You pass it.
You pass it, right? So some of that can be a little bit misleading. I don't say it as much anymore, but I probably should because it matters quite a bit. Correlation is not causation. Just because two things correlate doesn't mean that one causes the other. I think that's a correlation more than a causation thing. Like the nature of the games Clemson plays when they're winning typically lead to higher rushing totals.
You know, I did hear that Dabo is, you know, something like 100-0 when leading after the final buzzer sounds. I did hear that stat.
That's a causation.
It's a good stat.
That would be a causation. When you score more points than the other team, that causes the win. That's right. 654-ROAR is the number. Get in on the Hater Hotline right now, 986-6049. That's 986-6049. This hour is brought to you by Priority One Security, who also sponsors our studios. They're family-owned and operated. They have a local focus right here in our local communities. They love the local feel that they can provide. That's what Blue Ridge did, and now that Blue Ridge and Priority One have merged, it makes Priority One the largest privately owned and operated company in the state of South Carolina and among the top 25 security integrators in the country. They're expanding into new markets. They're introducing new technologies and services with their own central station. They've got a multi-level customer support staff for you and the best in security, period. Priority One Security sponsors our studios. We appreciate their partnership here at 105.5 The Roar. Short break. We will come back. We'll talk more about Clemson, Virginia Tech, and some of these other games, including reverse engineering the case for teams we didn't pick. More to come out of bounds in a moment.
Welcome to the Bowls!
Mondays can seem like the zombie apocalypse. People are staggering around mumbling.
Coffee.
More sleep.
And most places seem completely abandoned. With one exception.
Welcome to Moe's!
Every Monday at Moe's is filled with life as friends listen to killer tunes, catch up on the weekend, and enjoy their awesome burrito or burrito bowl made with 20-plus fresh ingredients, not to mention the free chips and salsa. So see you next Moe Monday. Unless you like hanging out where it's kind of dead.
Every tailgate starts with Bojangles. Grab a Big Bo box and feed the whole group with a 12-piece super tailgate special for just $24.99. It's Bo time.
Protect your hard-earned wages and bank accounts from IRS levies by calling the Green Law Firm. If the IRS has contacted you regarding past due taxes, be proactive and call David Green. With over 30 years of experience, the Green Law Firm will find the right solution for your tax problem. The sooner you call, the sooner you can have the peace of mind you deserve. Call 271-7940 for a free strategy session. That's 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal.
The Tigers face Virginia Tech tomorrow, and we'll talk about what it will take to win against the Hokies. Join me today at 3 for Road Rage Live from George Coleman Ford with Papa John's Pizza and plenty of college football talk this afternoon at 3 at George Coleman Ford.
Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson is having their annual summer clearance sale. Your locally owned outfitter, women's boutique, shoe store, men's store, and fly fishing shop is clearing out the racks to make room for new fall arrivals. From candles and dresses to tents and fly fishing gear, Elkmont has it. End summer with a great deal on a stand-up paddleboard or kayak from Jackson, Perception, or Wilderness Systems. Elkmont has the area's best selection and rentals for you to try before you buy. And folks, make sure you stop in and enjoy Elkmont's on-site craft beer bar and restaurant, featuring 16 taps, serving locally brewed craft beer and great food. Huge savings on your favorite clothing and gear, craft beer, and excellent food. All that's missing is you. Elkmont is located at the Highway 93 exit off Highway 123 across from Bojangles. And remember, folks, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Join Kelly and Brad for the Tiger Pregame Show, broadcasting live from 2 to 5 p.m. this Saturday from Magnolia Park on Woodruff Road. There will be live music, games, face painting, giveaways, and more during the pregame show at Magnolia Park on Woodruff Road.
Hi, we're at Ralph Hayes Toyota, where two former presidents have joined us for a brief chat.
Well, thank you, Murray. It's good to be among great Americans.
Yes, and I would second that, too, I think.
Well, one of you has been learning how to paint, I understand.
Well, that's right. It gives me something to do.
And he's really quite good at it, too, actually.
Well, how would you paint Ralph Hayes Toyota, Mr. President?
Well, I'd paint those beautiful Toyotas new and used against a beautiful blue sky.
Wow, we do really have a great inventory of new and even certified Toyotas right now.
Do you have a website? Because I love websites.
Well, yes, it's RalphHaysToyota.com.
RalphHaysToyota.com.
I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. How do y'all spell dot? I'm just kidding, you're great Americans.
The best new cars make the best used cars. Log on to RalphHaysToyota.com. That's RalphHaysToyota.com. You'll be glad you did.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their summer special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard, ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch, go Tigers.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, football season, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer. Only at UrbanNirvana.com.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Gets the crowd involved, doesn't it?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fry. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio.
Two of Out of Bounds today is brought to you by Tiger Moving Company. They are the clean cut and reliable movers. They take their hiring very seriously, only hire reliable and experienced movers. They have a team of over 70 employees. They're full of Clemson guys. However, they do not discriminate. They will move you, whether you root for the Gamecocks or the Tigers or anybody else. They've moved Connor Shaw and they've moved Taj Boyd. So check out their reviews on Google, Yelp, and Facebook. Also online, tigermovinggreenville.com, or give them a call, 864-908-9028.
I was glad that you jammed out before bringing us back, because I needed a little
I was jamming a bit.
Sesh.
It's a great Friday song.
This is going to come as a shock to you. I'm having a real hard time trimming down my list for three picks.
I am shocked to hear of such allegations.
We have our pick six coming up.
You know my three,
after
right?
After the Hater Hotline at 205.
So you're picking other ones?
Yeah, I'm picking other ones.
In fact,
some of yours, I'm like, no! I legitimately...
Oh, you're adamantly against them?
Every sensibility, I'm like, why do you love that spread? So I can't wait to hear you.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, what are you thinking? But I'm sure you're thinking quite rationally and clearly on this.
Yeah, apparently. I will say that it is very selfless of you to allow me to pick my spreads before you pick yours. I appreciate that. Considering you have more experience kind of in the gambling realm than I, so.
this is how rumors started, okay?
Not that you gamble all the time, but just that you know more about spreads and stuff.
I do know more about lines, but this is how stuff gets started. Like, you don't know how many people have come to me because of the bit we did for radio where it sounded like I lost my shirt at Churchill Downs. Like, boy, heard you really took one on the chin there with the ponies. Like, no, I lost $2. I literally only bet on one race.
Or has anyone ever come up to you and
got frustrated?
Kwok, You need to talk? You have a problem? You okay? Intervention hey, style. Man.
Heard you lost all your cash there at Churchill Downs.
Need me to help you
How
out?
How was that?
Need a loan?
I put $2 down on one race, and I realized that I couldn't use the system that got me some immediate success and long-term failure the first time. I don't know of any other system to use. So I just was like, this is not going to work. I'm only going to be flushing money down the toilet. I'm just going to shake hands and kiss babies today and not worry about that.
For as much as you talk about spreads, you really don't gamble that much.
I do not. I'm not a gambler.
You pretty much just do FanDuel.
I do. And you know what? I win in FanDuel. I won in FanDuel this week. I won like, it was like $4, but I played a low ball games anyway where you're not going to, it doesn't cost you a lot. You're not going to win a lot. It's fine.
You know how my brother's a bit of a gambler?
Yeah.
Just outing him on the show right now.
Right.
That's how we bond. I advise him on his spread picks.
How's he doing? I mean, it's his birthday this week, but he's doing okay. I mean, more about the
he takes some parlays and he he's big. He's big into that.
That's a sucker bet right there.
Well, apparently he does well.
I mean, I've done it before, but
he's literally been gambling
sucker bets
for years. I don't want to say things that could get him in trouble.
Mercy.
But yeah, he's a gambler. Anyway, I have a few more.
Let's do it.
Let's actually, now that we're talking about spreads, let's just talk about this question. What is more likely to happen, Kwok? Clemson covers the 7.5.
Oof.
Or Clemson and Virginia Tech hit the over 50.5.
I am going back to Vegas Insider and the trends of this game. Remember, I gave a reference to some figures here a little bit earlier in the show. I got some more on this one. Clemson so far this season against the spread is 3-1. Virginia Tech so far against the spread is 3-1. So someone's got to give. Collectively, the two entities are 3-4-1. So the under has hit half the time. The over has hit three out of eight. And there's been one push, and that was a Virginia Tech push. Here are the trends for Clemson and Virginia Tech's games. All right. The over has hit for Clemson 6 consecutive times on the road. And 7 of the last 9 against winning teams. But the under is 3-0-1 in Virginia Tech's past 4 at home. And 4-1 in their past 5 against teams with a winning record. This is now dueling strengths or dueling gambling trends as far as the spread and the over-under. I don't love this game either way because of that, but I think Clemson is the better team, and so Clemson's trends are going to be a little more important, I would imagine. I think because the overs hit 6 times in a row for Clemson, and I think because the under is 3-0-1 in the past 4 at home for Virginia Tech, 4-1 in the past 5 against teams with a winning record, something's got to give there. So I'm going to give the edge to Clemson in that respect. Now, both teams 3-1 against the spread so far, mm-hmm. but I do think that where Clemson had a leave-no-doubt mentality against Louisville, I don't know that there's that feeling of things left on the table against Virginia Tech. I just don't think that that's there. You know, that was part of the animosity, was that they felt like they had let Louisville hang around. They had a leave-no-doubt mantra going up there that Dabo Swinney talked about. I think it's more likely that Clemson covers. I think it's more likely that Clemson covers and that they go over the number.
I see why you're doing that because I think it will be an under. I think that this game will go under that 50.5. So
that would seem to favor Virginia Tech because of the trends. If the score goes under, Virginia Tech is more at home and Clemson, like I said, Clemson's game has hit the over 6 straight times on the road.
Look, Vatek can feel as at home as they want, but they still haven't beaten a ranked team in Lane Stadium since 2009. So, feel as home as you want, Vatek. I'm just not sure if they have the guts, if they have the BYOG. I just haven't seen it.
Peter says this, one thing to remember on trends, if the market's efficient, these trends are already baked into the number, which is true. We want to get into that, but he's right about that.
Peter.
The market already has banked on these numbers.
So you think the cover is more likely?
I think the cover is more likely to hit the over on
this. I think that's fair.
I don't think either team's getting to 30. My score was 26-13. I don't think either team's getting to 30. This is going to be a defensive game.
You know what's interesting? I have 28-20 on the you pick 'em. So the cover is not there, but the under's there. So I guess maybe I'll say cover's more likely. I don't know. What about this one, Kwok? Which quarterback are you most likely after the game is over to say he won the quarterback battle? Which one is more likely to impress? Kelly Bryant, Josh Jackson.
More likely to impress. Well, the more likely to impress is going to be Kelly Bryant because he's not going against Clemson's defense. Much like Lamar Jackson was going against Clemson's defense and not Louisville's. So for that, because it's not apples to apples, you would have to say Kelly Bryant. Now, I don't think, I honestly would half expect both these quarterbacks to have average to below average games, both of them, against their respective defenses. People can say all they want to about Jackson, his arm, you know, his arm talent, all this stuff. And the fact is, the guys played a West Virginia defense that gave up 34 to Kansas last week, and Old Dominion, Delaware, and East Carolina, who gives up points to everybody. He's not faced a defense even remotely like this. So in his first test against a defense even remotely like this, it's not going to go well. Jarrett Stidham, a guy who has seen talented athletes on, not great defenses in the Big 12, but talented athletes on defense, was so freaked out by Clemson that he got sacked 11 freaking times. Josh Jackson's going to freak out too. There's going to be some freak out moments where Josh Jackson goes to the sideline, looks at his coach and says, I don't know what just happened. I'm not sure. I read one thing and it was open and then it wasn't there.
I agree. I really do. And I think that Kelly Bryant, after the Louisville game, what was the answer to this question? It was Kelly Bryant. By far.
Yeah.
After the Auburn game, which quarterback impressed the most? It was Kelly Bryant. Neither were great, but Stidham was just that bad. And he got that much pressure from the Clemson front four. And when you look at that Clemson front four, Austin Bryant's been in games like this. Christian Wilkins been in games like this. Dexter Lawrence has been in games like this. And so has Cleland Farrell. And Josh Jackson hasn't. That is four guys coming at him that have all experienced big games and won big games and showed up in big games. And then there's Josh Jackson. So I guess I'll say Kelly Bryant. I think Josh Jackson has the ability and has a guy like Cam Phillips who can make him look really good. But if you really press me on it, I think I'd say Kelly Bryant.
If you look at quarterbacks in the ACC, just looking again, peer group to peer group, and knowing that, again, I'm going to say it 100 times, but it's still true in this conversation as well. It's not apples to apples. Well, the defenses Kelly Bryant has gone up against, by and large, much better than the defenses that Josh Jackson has gone up against. Jackson is number one in the ACC in quarterback rating with 11 touchdowns, one interception, and almost 10 yards per attempt.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Bryant is eighth, two touchdowns, three picks, 218 yards per game.
Well, and part of this, too, is
8 yards per attempt.
What do you measure quarterback impressiveness by, right? I mean, if you're just talking about throwing the football, it will probably be Josh Jackson, right?
Right, right.
But there's so much more to playing quarterback than that, I would say.
Yeah,
especially
it,
in a game
is.
Like this that might be a slugfest.
Well, and both of those guys, you look at rushing numbers, I mean, both those guys will run it a little bit.
Jackson had 100 yards against West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Look at the, let me pull that up real quick. The conference leaders in rushing. There are several quarterbacks among the ACC's leaders in rushing.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, Lamar Jackson, Josh Jackson, Kelly Bryant. Who am I forgetting?
You got, what's the guy's name? Marshall from Georgia Tech.
Oh, duh.
Obviously. The leading rusher at quarterback in the conference is Taquan Marshall, obviously. Lamar Jackson, sixth. John Walford, Wake Forest, 11th. Kelly Bryant, 12th. Eric Dungy, Syracuse, 16th. This is yards per game now. Josh Jackson and Daniel Jones, 26-27.
That's
Jackson
impressive.
Really Jackson 144 yards. He's not been just running the ball like crazy the last three games, and that might be by design. 101 a touchdown against West Virginia, and then he combined in the next three games to run it. What is that? 21 times for 43 yards.
I think it's obvious that they run Jackson when they have to.
Yeah,
they don't want to.
I think they have to in this game though.
I think Clemson wants to run Kelly Bryant, but will also run him when they have to.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I don't disagree. James and Anderson's up with us next on the Northern Communication phone lines. Hey, James.
Hey, Quote. How y'all doing today, man?
Doing well. Hope you are.
I'm doing fine. Listen, one thing I haven't heard anybody talk about is getting the ball when there's a fresh defense out there. He's always got it when it's late, The defense is wore down. I'm going to listen to your response off there. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, James. We appreciate it. We talked about this a little bit earlier in the week, that one thing we haven't seen from Travis Etienne is him get first quarter carries when the defense isn't already gassed and or worn down. That job has fallen thus far to C.J. Fuller and Tavian Feaster.
I think it's a valid
choice a little bit.
It's a valid point. It's a concern.
So that's why Feaster's going to get the start. I would imagine you see Feaster more in the beginning of the game and potentially at the beginning of drives. Maybe toward the end of drives you go ETN, or after maybe a long drive and then a three and out to take advantage of some fatigue. Because that makes, you know, that can accentuate explosiveness. If you've got a defense that's gassed a little bit, then you're going to look a little more explosive. And I think that's the way they want to try to put ETN in a game in those type of situations where an explosive play is the most likely.
Right, but you also just don't know. You won't know how good ETN can be in the first quarter until you let him play in the first quarter. You just have no idea.
That's right.
So it's a valid point, but you got to give him a chance.
At some point, you're going to need to. I don't think you have to do it right now.
You don't think that it is a foregone conclusion that ETN will get carries in the first quarter against Virginia Tech?
I don't think it's a foregone. I think he will because he's the number two back right now, but I don't think...
You wouldn't be surprised.
Let me put it to you this way. It does not matter to me one iota if we know by December 1st if Travis Etienne can get carries in the first quarter. I just don't think that's going to affect the bottom line for this football team.
You don't think it's substantially better to give ETN the ball earlier in the game?
You don't know what you don't know. I don't care if we don't know. Is the running game lacking?
I don't care if we don't know.
I don't care.
I'm confused.
Keep us in the dark. I don't care. My thing is, if they were averaging like 1.2 yards a carry, then what do you got to lose? We need to find out. Is anybody going to notice if Travis Etienne could do this? I mean, is anybody really hating what's going on in the run game in the first quarter right now?
No, but if he's the most electric back on your team, you got to give him the ball in all phases of the game.
Let me ask you this. What if he can't?
What if he
can't do it?
If he doesn't do well in the first quarter against Virginia Tech, you keep giving him the ball. He's that talented. If he doesn't do well against Virginia Tech overall, you give him the ball next week. He's that good, in my opinion. Feaster didn't do anything for his whole freshman year. They kept giving him the ball.
No, they didn't.
I'm talking about now, this year. Wayne Gallman, that was a different situation.
I'm just saying, it is not important to me whether we figure out if Travis Etienne can do every little minute thing that it takes to be a 30-carry running back. I don't care. As long as he gives you what you need when he's in the game.
Here's the thing. You need two backs, right?
You probably need three, but yeah.
You need the bulk of your carries to go to two backs.
Two backs, yeah.
I don't care what happens with Etienne. I want him out there, regardless. I want him out there over Fuller or Choice.
Do you get my point, though, about if Feaster got every carry in the first quarter and ETN rushed for 100 yards, I wouldn't be like, gosh, you know, unless Feaster's, you know, was 8 carries for 6 yards or something.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I really wish that we had known this one little thing about ETN.
If Feaster is working fine in the first quarter, if the combo of Feaster and Kelly Bryant's working fine in the first quarter, then yeah, there's no reason to switch it up.
Yeah.
But does he need to get some carries in that first half? Absolutely.
What I know Travis Etienne can do is he can run against a softened up defense, and if that's all I do the whole rest of the year and he has success, fine by me. I am so good with that. Stay with us. More to come out of bounds. We'll go back to the phones. Hater Hotline coming up at 2:05. More on the rest of the games around the country and more on Clemson, Virginia Tech when we return next.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Last time Virginia Tech met the Clemson Tigers, it was the ACC Championship game in Orlando. And we all know how that turned out. This Saturday, Dabo Sweeney takes his second-ranked Tiger team on the road to Blacksburg, Virginia for a primetime showdown with the 12th-ranked Hokies. Both teams are undefeated at 4-0 this season, so something has to give. Catch every exciting minute of the game right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show on the flagship station for Clemson football, 105.5 The Roar.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, we're in Tiger Town.
Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson for all your financial needs. With products and services like free checking with e-statements, loans for all reasons, the Founders app with mobile deposit and Founders Online, you can be all in at Founders and all in with your national champion, Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to this show. Hope you're ready for a little football tomorrow in Blacksburg against Virginia Tech. For many years, you've heard coaches say it's important to run the ball and stop the run. One stat that shows how important it's been under Coach Sweeney is that the Tigers are now 42-1 under Sweeney when rushing for at least 200 yards. Matter of fact, they've won 38 in a row, dating to a loss to Georgia Tech in the 2009 ACC Championship game. Clemson is 3-0 this year when they have run for better than 200 yards. So far, Clemson has stopped the run, allowing just 92.5 yards per game. Clemson is 12th in the nation in rushing defense at that figure and 13th in the nation in rushing offense as they have gained 272 yards per contest. Clemson and Virginia Tech are both in the top 8 in the nation in scoring margin entering the game in Blacksburg tomorrow. Clemson is 8th in the nation with an average victory of 28.5. Clemson's the only team on the list, though, with a pair of top 15 wins so far. Virginia Tech will enter tomorrow's game at 6th in the nation in scoring margin. The Hokies are averaging 40 points per game, giving up only 10.2, so that's a difference of 29.8. Should be fun tomorrow in Blacksburg. And our report brought to you by our good friends at Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Are you looking for a one-carat diamond under $3,000? I have good news. We have some, and they're worth taking a look at. I have access to diamonds in all prices, all qualities, and from all over the world. Tell me what you're looking for, and if I don't have it, I'll find it for you, and you take a look and see what you think. I can get in one diamond, I can get in a dozen diamonds. And yes, it really is that easy. We have financing available for almost any budget, including 12 months no interest. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and I want to be your jeweler.
Have you been in search for that perfect job opportunity? Well, look no further, because Carolina Heating Service is currently looking for individuals to expand their team. Locally owned and operated for over 35 years, we specialize in generators, electrical services, residential light, commercial HVAC sales, service and installation, as well as geothermal systems. Top professional opportunities available anywhere from electricians, installers, service technicians, management, and customer service reps. Worried about benefits? Carolina Heating Service has you covered. Enjoy paid holidays and vacation days, a 401k, training programs, major insurance, and full-time year-round stable work, as well as overtime opportunity. Basic qualifications include a drug test, background check, and physical, as well as a valid driver's license. Other qualifications are subject to position applying for. The search could be over for you soon. Make that career leap. Apply now at CarolinaHeating.com and join our award-winning team.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Steve's Tire and Service in Easley and Yokohama are excited to announce the Autumn Escape Rebate. Purchase a set of four Yokohama Geolander HT, Geolander AT, or the popular Geolander MT and receive up to a $70 rebate. This great deal runs October 1st through October 31st. Whether you're going hunting or traveling or to see the Tigers or Gamecocks play, Yokohama and Steve's Tire has the right set of tires for you. Call 859-1361. That's 859-1361 and save on those Yokohama Geolanders today.
Out of bounds.
Mounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
If this is some sort of hazing ritual, we're going to end up naked in a river somewhere, only to arrange for a ride home.
Now, back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for.
Two continues out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We are live in a Priority One Security Studios. We have got so much to get to in our last hour and 10 minutes or so of the program. Wildep Tula and Road Rage coming up at 3 o'clock. He's going to be live at George Coleman Ford and Traveler's Rest. You can hear him from 3 to 7. We got high school football tonight starting at 7 o'clock. Ren at Daniel, Donnell Clark, and I will be on the call of that one. Again, pregame at 7, kickoff at 7:30 there. And, of course, your broadcast day tomorrow starts at 2 o'clock with the Tiger pregame show with Kelly and Brad and Scott and a partridge and a pear tree. And then tailgate show and then the game and then fifth quarter show and then we rest. We take a Sabbath on Sunday. No.
I'm calling volleyball, but it's fine. It's fine. I'm pumped to do it.
I'm taking a Sabbath on Sunday. I'll be honest.
No, you as you
I've
should.
I've been going.
As you should.
I'm kind of dead.
I will say I'm really pumped that weekend. We are at Magnolia Park tomorrow. So come see us. There's a ton of restaurant deals they have there. They're doing their Tiger Spirit celebration. So there's tons of kids activities, face painting and all that good stuff. And we'll be there. We'll have some t-shirts and all that. So we'd love for you to come see us. Just do some shopping and then stop by at Magnolia Park off of Woodruff. Yes.
Let's go back to the Northern Communication phone lines. We've got Dave in Simpsonville who is up with us next on the phones. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. You know, also Sunday, if you want just a leisurely day not watching the NFL, you can go watch your Clemson Tigers scrimmage at the Doug at 1 o'clock, which that's where I'll be Sunday afternoon. That's going to be fun.
Outstanding.
You know, talking about the use of Etienne right now, I really have no problem with the way that he's funneling in running backs. You know, you want to throw your battering ram at these guys, you know, and wear them down. And, you know, you go back to last year, and if you look at the way Clemson used the whole field against Alabama, ran 99 plays, had those guys gassed in the last series or so, you know, to ultimately win, it was by design. So you've got to think that that's part and parcel what they're using Etienne for right now. He's fresh legs, bring him in late when everybody else is gassed, and then you demoralize them. And that's what you're trying to do. You don't want a fourth quarter ball game on the road with Virginia Tech. If you can have that separation with fresh legs in, the more power to you. And I'll go back and I'll look at him being a true freshman right now. You know, at what point, if you're using him, and we can go back and look at what South Carolina did with Marcus Lattimore. I mean, his first game out of the stable, he goes 40 carries against Georgia in a win on a hot September day, which, in my opinion, I think they used him way too much, and they ruined him. And that was a kid who could have been a great NFL talent. So do you take those kind of examples into mind when you're trying to bring Etienne on? Do you try to gauge when that freshman wall is going to hit and try to keep him fresh for the end of the season? And I'll take it off the air, guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thanks, Dave. We appreciate it. I think Travis Etienne per carry is your best back, but I also think that there are sometimes that your best per carry guy isn't your best whole game guy. And like I said, I don't think this is a great place to chance that. You know what I mean? Like, you've got a rushing offense that's top 15 in the country going against a team that appears to be susceptible against a run. I don't know why you would change what you've done that's worked, other than some minor tweaks and maybe a couple carries here that went other places, etc. But in terms of the way you've used your backs, you know that Travis Etienne is going to be fresh. I don't see any this is my point. Maybe he can carry it 20 times a game. I don't see the need to do that on the road in this environment against this opponent when what you've been doing has worked just fine to this point. Unless you need to in the moment, I just don't see any reason to try it. But again, I guess maybe I'm just trying to win the game by one and not by 40. You know what I'm saying?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't, that's my point. If it ain't broke, and it ain't broke because it's 13th in the country.
I think you're right, but I do think you just can't ignore the explosiveness that ETN has displayed. And I'm not saying, to Dave's point, I'm not saying you go give ETN 30 carries tomorrow. That's not what you do, because you have so many other talented guys and you have the balance with your quarterback being such a rushing threat. So do you give Feaster 20 carries like he had against Boston College? Yes. Do you give Kelly Bryant 20 carries like he had against BC? I would say 15 is ideal for Kelly Bryant.
Yeah.
Then you take those five, you give him to ETN. That's the solution to me. Just five more carries for the kid, and maybe earlier in the game, somewhere around 10 to 12 to 13 carries, and see what he can do with it.
To me, that's a step up. That's the next step up that you give him is not the garbage time carries, but the ones a little bit earlier. Let's go to JJ on the Northern Communication phone lines. What's up, JJ?
Hey, Quag and Kelly, I'll tell you what. I've never been disappointed, y'all. I enjoy listening to both of y'all, but no respect and love for Adam Choice. The man has scored a touchdown every game this year. The only Tiger to do that, rushing touchdown. And he, if you watch any of the games, he's about the only one that seems to be able to pass block, because C.J. Fuller and Feaster have been blown up several times in the game, whereas Adam Choice has actually held his own and got Kelly Bryant out. He actually helped Kelly Bryant break two of those long runs that he had. So, I mean, it seems like no one has given Adam Choice any love in this. It's all about Feaster, Fuller, or ETN. Now, ETN is the best running back on the staff, don't get me wrong. But Adam Choice is not getting any love, and I just wanted to make that point and listen to what y'all have to say.
All right, JJ, we appreciate it. I've been saying that Choice and Fuller have roles. There are people trying to kick those guys to the curb. I think they have roles. But there's a reason that the coaches have said that these two have separated themselves, Feaster and ETN. And it's not because Choice is bad and Fuller's bad. It's that these two guys have separated themselves. I think that messaging is clear.
And I'm with you. There's a role for Adam Choice. And they've used him a lot in red zone situations, if you've noticed that. So that's the way he's been able to punch it in. At least a touchdown every game. They've used him in red zone situations, and I'm all for that. I think he's kind of the stockier back and can maybe be utilized in the red zone. That's fine. He has a role. But is he on the same level? Should he be in the conversation with ETN and Feaster? No, I don't think so.
He lacks that thing, whatever that thing is. We got about a minute left. Adrian is up with his next final phone call this hour before Hater Hotline at 205. What's up, Adrian?
What's going on, Quark? Here's your reason why you play ETN.
All right.
You said you don't know if it's a good reason. Okay. Who's the leading rusher on the team?
Travis Etienne.
Okay. Travis Etienne's the leading rusher on the team, and he's played one less game. He didn't even get in at the Auburn game at all. So he's your best rusher on the team.
That's right.
That's why you play it. Freshmen are doing it around the country every year somewhere. Why not here at Clemson? I mean, I know we got adequate backs, but there's no need to. If the guy's leading your team in rushing and he's done it in less games, his production is there. He hasn't showed us a reason not to put him on the field.
I understand, Adrian, and I agree with you.
That's all I got, bud.
All right, man, yep. I appreciate the phone call. I agree with you. I'm not saying, you know, sit the guy, put the guy in jail and don't let him out. You know what I mean? I'm not saying, you know, give the guy zero carries to try to rest him just in case. I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to tiptoe, you know, around this thing. I want to see the guy in a game. I think there are a lot of people going, why don't you just give it to him every time? But it goes to that point that there are some times where guys in basketball that play 16 minutes optimally is better than spreading them out over 32 minutes. Like, and I don't know that ETN is that guy, but they're doing that with him right now, and there's no need to find out. That's my point on it.
I don't think any educated fan is saying, give all the carries to ETN.
Right.
But does he need at least five more carries this game? Yes.
I want to see him carry the ball a dozen or more times this game, and he's averaging 7.7.
Right.
Give it to him a dozen times.
We're on the same page.
Hour two is done. Hour three, Hater Hotline, and we will talk about all the games in our Pick'em contest, talk about games around the country, including a couple from tonight. Stay with